came in between innings, you couldn't have envisaged being knocked out of the World Cup?
Yeah, it's a bit of a shock, you know. I think we always knew Holland were going to come hard, you know. I mean, they had to chase it in 14 and a half overs or something to leapfrog us, but just none of us really really envisioned what actually happened. So, I mean, it's some remarkable hitting from Myberg, Pete Boran, and Cooper and Baresi. You know, we just didn't have any answers.
Did you talk about half time? You knew they would come hard, but when it's in front of you, it's hard to stop that momentum.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke in the huddle, you know, saying that, listen, this game isn't over. We knew it was a good wicket with small boundaries, and that's just T20 cricket momentum. You talked about it there, you know. It's once a team gets it, it's very hard to wrestle the initiative back. So they had the momentum from near enough ball one in the second innings, and they just kept it all innings.
And you knew it was a good wicket because yourself and Andrew Parker looked to have won the game for us with a fantastic century partnership.
Yeah, the wicket was very flat, you know, and the boundaries, although they're probably the same size as the last match, they seemed a lot smaller today. But you know, it's always good fun batting with Pointy. As I said, we've played a lot of cricket together over the last 5 or 6 years, and a very laid back, carefree attitude to cricket, and the two of us work well together.
And how did the team bounce back from this?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, just forget about it now for the moment. You don't want to really dwell too much on what's just happened, but you know, we just got to look back maybe in a couple of days' time and reassess what we could have done and just learn from our mistakes. You know, we have got a busy year coming up now with the World Cup this time next year in Australia, so a lot of planning will go towards that. But we've got a fairly busy summer now with Sri Lanka in 5-6 weeks.